This is the Entrepology Podcast, the podcast where we optimize the bodies, brains, and lifestyles of entrepreneurs, go-getters, and world-changing innovators.
Welcome to the Entrepology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Walker. As a naturopathic doctor and anthropologist, I optimize the health and performance of badass women working to change the world as entrepreneurs and go-getters. You know, people exactly like you. Your business, body, balance, and inner badass. These are the themes we are exploring. All right, so it's been a while since I've sat down to do a solo episode, and I don't know about all of you, but the world has been a little bit of a crazy place, and I don't know how else to describe the current state of my feelings and my thoughts and my visions for the future, but I kind of feel like we are in a vacuum of time. That notion that time is not linear, that all things exist in one moment, I feel like we are in that moment, in this bag, and there's all sorts of thoughts and feelings floating around, and I have yet to figure out how to line them all up on the table. What I want to do, though, is I want to start to explore some of the key elements that are rising to the surface to me, some of the key observations that I have seen in the businesses that I work with and in the health of the individuals that I help coach and support that have really emerged more clearly, at least for me, over the last few weeks. And so what I'm going to start is a series of three episodes. I'm going to call them a mini mindset series. And I just want to explore a few key ideas. What we're going to talk about today is this notion of fighting for limitations. And I want to share a little bit about what I've observed and how to really triage whether or not we are stuck in a state of really standing up for what we are wanting out of life, or whether we're actually caught in a state of paralysis. I want to see if we can start to pull that apart, because I'm really seeing people kind of fall into two camps right now. And in the spirit of floating around in my bag of all possibilities, if nothing else, I want you to just have the experience of that weightlessness right now, to really enable a reorientation of the options that lay in front of you. And if that means you want to keep things exactly as they were, well, then I'm going to say all the power to you. That's your choice. It's your life. But if you want to take all the information that's available around you and look at the possibility of reorienting it, I want to actually talk about two key questions to ask in order to be effective in that. So we're going to talk about that today, this idea of fighting for limitations. What I want to talk about next week is how to handle overwhelm. What I'm finding with so many of the practitioners that I coach, but other individuals in business right now, is they're going, okay, I get it. There's so much opportunity on the table, Megan. I'm floating around in that bag with you of all the options. I don't know where to start. So, you know, do I start a YouTube channel, and do I do this? And am I starting a podcast? Am I also doing this? And there is just, it is a frenetic state of opportunity. I want to talk about a framework where we can start to plant some of these pieces in the ground, that we can start to create an action plan, that we can start to create an order to the disordered state of opportunity. We're going to talk about that next week. And then we're going to talk about something the third week in this mini mindset series that I'm so excited about, that really, I think, punctuates so much of the work that I've done with patients and that I do with businesses in the health space. And that is finding your purpose. How do we leverage this time to really dig deep and discover what we are meant to do? And is there an opportunity moving forward for us to do work in this world that is a reflection of our purpose? So we're going to talk about that in the third week. And my intention with each of these episodes is that they are not our typical 45-minute deep dive, that these are quick and light and ideas that you can think about and meditate on and reflect on while you run or you Peloton or whatever it is that you are doing to keep your running around after your kids, whatever you are doing to keep yourself busy right now. We're going to keep these short and sweet. So let's unpack this idea of fighting for limitations, because one of the things that I've really observed over the last several weeks is we've got a few camps of people emerging in their management of mindset and in their management of actions. And notwithstanding the first 2 weeks where people seemed to either be, they were really in a fight or flight state. They were like, I'm stepping up. I'm here to lead. Tell me what to do. Or they're like, oh gosh, I'm managing all my stuff. That's okay. That's human response. We all have the capacity to step up as leaders in different scenarios based on our experience. We got through that first 2 weeks. But once we emerged from that first 2 weeks, I really started to see people starting to differentiate their paths even further. We had people who were acknowledging that there were certainly opportunities on the table, perhaps with their businesses, perhaps in how they reorganized their own lives. I can speak only for myself here, but I suspect some of you are also feeling this way, that as it pertains to the management of my family, I've actually found this to be a really peaceful time. In fact, at first I was feeling guilty and I was slightly worried that it was all going to come to an end, like legit, despite the fact that, you know, losing money in businesses and managing all those acute things, I was loving this idea of not running around to activities every night, that our weekends became a time where we could actually rest and restore as opposed to go through another tank of gas. And while I value all of the activities and experiences that we were able to provide for our kids, I also realize that I equally value being an example to them on how we can have still space. And so we're working through what that really means as a family. But when it comes to people's businesses and it comes to people's life work, this is where I really saw this interesting transition, where it wasn't a matter of, okay, well, I'm self-reflecting on what's working for me and what's not working for me the way most people are with their families. What I found here was that there was much more emotion involved. And notwithstanding the fact that there's financial pressure that existed, what I found was a lot of people were fighting for things that were never working in the first place. And I found this way more in people's business endeavors than I did in their personal life. It's almost like when a financial investment had been made, people were willing to sacrifice all other emotional alignments and needs in order to have some sort of psychic protection of that investment. What I found was people were desperately hanging on to the model of business that they had before this current situation, in spite of or despite the fact that it wasn't working for them. And so this fighting for limitations was something that I observed, because one of the things that I have known to be true in my own life is that when we fight for our limitations, we get to keep them. And one of the fears that I was having for so many individuals, in particular individuals in my industry, but frankly, as I talk to more business owners, it is across all verticals, is that these individuals were fighting for models of business that were not serving them. Now, I want to talk for 1 second about what I mean by serving, and I'm going to take some water because I'm running out of voice. When I talk about work in this world that is of service, there's three criteria that I use. You can use your own. But three things that I need my own work to be satisfying, one could say this is part of how I define success and only part of, is that I need the work that I'm doing to provide me with three things or three opportunities. I need it to provide me first and foremost with energy. So the first triage and thing that I'm aware of is that if there's a line of continuum between like that frenetic stress, that overwhelm, and being energized by my work, let's assume there's a line between those. When I am closer to that state of frenetic stress versus being energized, like I actually end up with net energy at the end of the day because of my work most of the time, I know I'm out of alignment. So for part of me, for how I define whether or not my work is working for me, is it actually energizes me. And I recognize what a privileged state I exist in, that I'm able to find work that leaves me with more energy. But what I know is if I'm able to find that, you're able to find that too. So one of the ways I define success is I'm energized by it. The second is that it's impactful. Well, how do we define impactful? That's going to be completely unique for you. And it might not even be one of your words, but I literally want my work that I do in the world to influence people's lives. It's why I worked in clinical practice for so long. One of the reasons I stayed there was because it gave me, if we think of these as dials or sliders, it was so high on the impact scale that I had a hard time letting go of it. But what was happening more and more over time is it was moving lower and lower on the energy scale. And so that's why it was calling into question for me whether or not it was the vertical, or it was the model, or it was the way in which I was meant to do work. And all of these things are going to evolve. So again, we're going back to defining, was it actually working? Energy, impact, and the third criteria is income. So Regardless of your sentiment around money, and I'm super happy to add that to our mini mindset series, you need your business and you need your work in this world to actually provide you with income. You need income so that you can serve in a state of philanthropy. You need income so you can support the growth of yourself and of your business and of your impact. You need income so that you can support your family and their wishes. You need income so that you can create a foundation for intergenerational wealth. The idea of income and the idea of having work in this world that can have impact, leave you energized, but also give you a tremendous capacity for scaled contribution, this was really important to me. So these were the three things that for me helped me define, is something working? And when I looked at many of the businesses that existed in the health industry, in a variety of different industries, walking in to the COVID situation, the question I would ask was, Was it working? And this is a simple question I want everybody to ask. Was it working before this current situation? Yes or no? It's super simple. The second question I want you to then ask yourself is, will it work in the future? So maybe the business model you had before wasn't necessarily well aligned before COVID-19. And then suddenly we had the situation where everyone is working from home. Everyone is in a different state of mind. For many businesses, this meant that there was actually an acceleration of need. I was reading this morning about a variety of different investment opportunities, and they were talking about all the different companies that are actually thriving in this current situation. So you might not have had a business model that had particularly taken off before, that's need wasn't necessarily met, but now it's beginning to thrive. I had an interview last week, 2 weeks ago, with Allison Taylor from Jane App, and we were talking about telemedicine. The telemedicine industry has just accelerated by 3 years of where it would have been left untouched by COVID-19. So question one, was it working before? Yes or no. Question two, will it work in the future? So many of you had businesses that were working decently until this situation. The question is, will it continue to work this way in the future? And if you want to have a third question that we tack on here, the third question I would ask is, in the future, can it be even better? And we really need a minimum of 2 out of 3 yeses in order for us to carry on with the work that we are doing. And this is what I found so fascinating. And this is where I want people to really check in on this notion of fighting for your limitations. If we are not a yes across the board, if we are not moving towards it will work in the future, or can it be even better, then I really want you to check yourself if you're fighting for your limitations. Just because you have built a brick and mortar business, you've built a gym, or you've built a clinic, or you've built a hair salon, or you've built a delivery service, just because you've invested in that until this point doesn't mean necessarily that it's the smartest investment moving forward. I need you to check in on this fight for limitations. Just because it wasn't working before doesn't mean that it can't work in the future. I want you to be careful for how you are fighting for your limitations. So this works both ways. Some people are fighting to keep things that weren't working in the first place and aren't going to work well moving forward. Others of you are fighting for the fact that it wasn't working, but are failing to see the opportunity that's on the table. So when we start to fight for our limitations, what we're usually fighting for are our beliefs. And the fastest way to shift our beliefs is to make a new decision. So as we take these ideas, as we reflect on how we are feeling about the work that we have all already done, the sunk cost of our efforts, the sunk cost financially of what we have already built, we are at a fresh line. I use the analogy with the business owners that I work with, that, and frankly, I use this with my patients as well, talking about health, that often the train that has carried us successfully to this point, it's not often that train is what's going to carry us across the finish line. I think metaphorically what has happened for all of us in our personal lives, in our business lives, in otherwise, we have been on a train. We have paid for the train. We have bought luggage that fits in the luggage compartment of a certain size train. But that train just pulled into the station. And I don't know the destination of where that train is going to go moving forward. But I do know that there's an opportunity to get off and jump onto something new. And that's where we are right now. And so the questions to ask yourself as you are standing in this station full of opportunities, of new journeys, of next steps. Was it working before? Will it work in the future? And can it be better? You know, the point of Anthropology and the very essence of what we've created with this brand is a mindset and a series of systems that help us optimize our life, that enable us to build a business and take action every day that's in alignment with purpose, where we are building our life, we are building our health, and we are building our contribution in an ongoing way. That is why this moment, this stop at the train station is so pivotal and so critical to me personally and to the people that I work with, the people who are attracted to this type of work. And I want you to know that in consideration of the next train that you get on, in consideration of the next chapter and journey of how you are going to contribute and live in purpose, that you aren't alone in that. This is such a unique situation because it's not like one of us has lost a parent or one of us has lost a child or one of us has shifted a business or one of us has had this monumental life event that has caused and created a change in course. This is happening to all of us simultaneously. This notion that we keep talking about, that we are all in this together, that speaks truer now than I have ever witnessed before in my lifetime. And so while we are all flurrying about while social distancing in the train station, I really want to call to you the opportunity to hang out with your tribe, to hang out with your people. And so if this idea is resonating at all, if you want to help settle into a community of people who are equally exploring these types of ideas, then I really encourage you to come and hang out with us in our Facebook community called the Anthropology Collective. This is where we explore these types of ideas. This is where we build content in community and opportunity to take these ideas even deeper. Because now is a unique time. Now is the opportunity to step into your purpose. Now is the opportunity to stop fighting for your limitations and start striving towards your possibilities. Guys, it's been super fun hanging out. My name is Dr. Megan Walker. You are listening to the Anthropology Podcast, and I'm going to be back here next week in the second episode of our mini mindset series, and I'm going to be talking to you about how to handle overwhelm. So hit subscribe, tell your friends, and guys, we'll see you over in the Anthropology Collective Facebook group. The Anthropology Podcast is about leveling up your mindset, your health, and your business so you can maximize your impact in this world. To that end, we're going to begin with a new series of offerings to help you have that impact you've always dreamed of. Over on the Anthropology Podcast page, we're going to start doing live broadcasts of episodes. Sometimes these will be solo episodes, and sometimes these will be with guests. This is your opportunity to interact with us live as we are recording your favorite episodes. Adjacent to our Facebook page, we also have the Anthropology Collective, a free Facebook group with hundreds of fellow entrepreneurs just like you. In the Anthropology Collective, we're going to keep you up to date on upcoming masterclasses, interact daily, as well as have new offerings like our Badass Book Club. After a two-year hiatus, we are bringing it back. Our new April and May selections are going to be announced in the coming weeks, and we would love for you to participate in all of these new virtual offerings. I believe that when people have their health, they can change the world. That is what inspired us to start this podcast in the first place. And that is what is inspiring us to keep going. I'm so appreciative of all of you. Give us a like over on Apple iTunes and come and join us in the collective. We'll see you there.